Welcome to the Canadian Correction Situation Judgment audio series, brought to you by Complete Test Preparation. If you are listening to this, you are likely preparing for the recruitment process for the Correctional Service of Canada or a provincial ministry. You probably already know that the Situation Judgment Test, or SJT, is often the most challenging part of the exam. Why? Because unlike a math or grammar test, the answers aren't always black and white. The SJT assesses your professional judgment. It places you in a hypothetical, often high-stress workplace scenario, and asks, what would you do?
In the world of Canadian corrections, your greatest tool isn't on your belt. It is your ability to make quick, sound decisions that balance security, safety, and legal responsibility. Recruiters are looking for specific competencies. They want to know if you can prioritize the preservation of life, if you can de-escalate conflict, and if you know when to act alone versus when to call for backup. HOWTHIS series WORKS. In this audio series, we will simulate the actual test environment. In each module, we will present a realistic scenario ranging from inmate confrontations to medical emergencies and ethical dilemmas. We will provide you with four possible actions. Your job is to identify the most effective response. But we don't just give you the answer key, we break down the logic. We explain why the correct answer aligns with standard operating procedures. And just as importantly, we analyze the incorrect options to show you the likely consequences of a bad decision. THEGOAL of this series. By the end of this series, you won't just be memorizing answers. You will learn to think like a correctional officer. So, clear your distractions, listen carefully, and get ready to test your judgment. Let's begin. Welcome to the Emergency Response Module of the Correction Situation Judgment Practice Series. In a correctional facility, emergencies such as fire alarms, medical distress, or environmental hazards require a split-second balance between strict security protocols and the preservation of life. Today's scenario focuses on a fire alarm activation within a living unit. Listen carefully to the details, then consider the four options provided. THE scenario. You are a correctional officer working the night shift in a medium security unit. Most inmates are locked in their cells for the night. Suddenly, the fire alarm system activates, accompanied by flashing strobes. Looking down the range, you see thick black smoke billowing out from under the door of cell 14. You can hear the two inmates inside that cell coughing and banging on the door. Other inmates in adjacent cells are beginning to panic, shouting for you to open the doors. You are currently the only officer immediately present on the range floor, though your partner is in the control bubble. What is your immediate and most appropriate course of action? Here are your options. Option A. Immediately unlock cell 14 and the adjacent cells to let the inmates out into the common area to prevent smoke inhalation. Then call for backup. Option B, radio the control post to confirm the fire and request the fire department. Do not approach the cell or unlock any doors until the fire department arrives to ensure your own safety. Option C, communicate the situation to the control post immediately to initiate the fire plan. Don your personal protective equipment, PPE. Approach cell 14 to assess the fire source through the viewport, and prepare to evacuate only the affected cell if safe to do so, while awaiting backup. Option D. Run to the closest fire extinguisher, unlock cell 14 immediately, and attempt to extinguish the fire yourself before alerting the control post to avoid causing a facility-wide panic. The correct response is option C. Communicate the situation to the control post immediately to initiate the fire plan. Don your personal protective equipment, approach the cell to assess, and prepare to evacuate strictly the affected area while awaiting backup. Why option C is correct. Let's break down why this is the best response based on Canadian corrections standards. In any emergency, the order of priority is generally officer safety, public safety, inmate safety. Option C follows the CAPRA model logic, clients, acquiring and analyzing information, partnerships, response, assessment. Communication is step one. You must alert control so they can lock down other areas. Call 911 and send backup. Assessment. You cannot act effectively until you know the size of the threat. Containment. By keeping the door closed until you are ready and have PPE, you prevent the fire from spreading to the rest of the unit, the chimney effect. Measured response. You prepared her to evacuate only the immediate threat, maintaining security for the rest of the unit. Analysis, OF, incorrect answers. Narrator, now, let's look at why the other options are dangerous or incorrect. Option A, mass release, is incorrect. The consequence, unlocking multiple cells immediately creates a massive security breach. You now have unrestrained inmates in a smoke-filled room with one officer. This could lead to a riot, an escape attempt, or an assault on the officer. Furthermore, opening the doors feeds oxygen to the fire, potentially causing a flashover. Option B, do nothing or wait, is incorrect. The consequence, this constitutes negligence. While officer safety is paramount, you have a duty of care to preserve life. Waiting for the fire department, who could be 10 minutes away, while inmates are actively suffocating in a locked room could result in fatalities and legal liability for the facility. Option D, the lone wolf, is incorrect. The consequence, never enter a hazardous situation without notification. If you unlock the door and are overcome by smoke or attacked by the inmates who started the fire, no one knows you are in trouble. You have failed to communicate, putting yourself and the security of the unit at risk. Here is the KEY takeaway. In corrections emergencies, remember the three C's: communicate, contain, control. Never sacrifice security entirely for speed, but never ignore a threat to life. Follow the SOP, standard operating procedure. Thank you for training with us today. We hope this session has helped sharpen your judgment and given you a clearer understanding of what to expect on your upcoming corrections exam. Remember, the key to mastering the situation judgment test is not just knowing the rules, but understanding the logic behind them. For more in-depth scenarios, full-length practice tests, and comprehensive study guides, visit our main training portal online. Go to www.testpreparationcorrectionscanada. That is testpreparationcorrectionscanada. Thanks again, and see you in the next module.